Hundreds of Norwich pupils spent the last day before half term protesting for action over climate change. Children from a number of Norwich schools made their way to the forum at about 11:30 a.m. to chant, cheer and challenge the government about its reaction to climate change. Parents, teachers and pupils came together with banners to highlight the impact that global warming will have on future generations and the county itself. Maeve Henderson, 13, from Norwich High School for Girls, was at the protest with her parents and said she felt more could be done. "I've been thinking a lot about climate change, and you can see that the world is melting," she said. "There are things going on that we can't control, but the government can. What should be going towards making the world a better place is going towards weapons. These protests should be happening more often, not just once a month. We have people wanting to do it, and they just need a time to meet and a people to listen."
Libraries may have a reputation for being serious places where even the slightest noise is hushed. But when it comes to one of the children's libraries, this couldn't be further from the truth. After 5 months of hard work and long hours, the new children's library in the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library has a new look, much to the excitement of its young visitors. Featuring a brand range of books, as well as resources for parents and a new-look library, also boasts dedicated areas for little ones to play in, reading areas, and new sensory zones where children can relax. Adam McGee, children's community librarian, who was involved in the refurbishment of the children's library, said, "We wanted to create a space that was as much about playing as it was about books. The last library was very well loved, and we had it for over 19 years. But we very much wanted to freshen it up, and one of the things we wanted to do was to make it about books, but also reinforce the idea that libraries aren't just books, they're safe spaces where you can come, enjoy the area, and play." Kate Miles Bagshaw, who attended the grand opening of the library on Monday with her children aged 4 and 20 months, said, "It's amazing. I thought it was a great space before, but when you walk in here, it's brilliant. It's much bigger, much airier. There's so much more for the children to do, and I think it will encourage children to stay longer and use the library in lots of different ways." Jo Brown, head teacher of Charles Darwin Primary School in Norwich, who was at the grand opening with her children, aged 4 and 7, said she was really impressed by the refurbishment. She said, "I really like the mirrors in the bookshelves, that there are lots of little corners to hide away in, and the space."
Students at opposite ends of the education spectrum met to share a musical performance in Norwich. Primary school children from 4 schools in Norfolk were treated to a performance by the University of East Anglia's UEA Student Symphony Orchestra. 12 students from UEA's Music Centre performed the pieces with instruments ranging from trombones and oboes to the clarsach, a Gaelic folk instrument, and a string quartet. Darren McMorran from the UEA Outreach Team, which organised the event, said, "Music has become a rarity in some primary and secondary schools, timetables, and we wanted to show the joy that music can bring."
Students at a Norwich school have been named double winners in a competition challenging entrants to design a mouth-watering sandwich. The teams from Norwich High School for Girls beat the competition from schools and colleges around the region to be crowned winners in 2 categories of Subway's Designer Sub competition, winning the overall award and a 2nd for Best Social Media Strategy. Now in its 9th year, the challenge tasks schools to come up with their own design and marketing campaign for a 6-inch sub or flatbread. The team from Norwich School designed a sub called Eat Equilibrato, consisting of rotisserie chicken, tomato, lettuce, cucumber, cheddar cheese and a barbecue sauce on 9-grain wheat bread. The winning team, Willow Thicks, Hannah Dye and Sophie Mann, has won £1,000 worth of Amazon vouchers. a second team won the Best Social Media Strategy Prize for their Caesar Pleaser sub. City of Norwich school students were named runners-up in the designer sub contest with their offering American Deli.
More than 70 families in Norfolk will be left without a nursery when three close next month. Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust said Treetops Nursery and Kingfisher Nursery in Thetford and Footsteps Nursery in Beauthorpe will close on Friday, March the 29th, as keeping them running has become unsustainable. It comes as another blow to early years services after the closure of 38 children's centres, leaving only 15 across the county. It was approved by Norfolk County Council last month. Paul Cracknell, Deputy Chief Executive of Norfolk Community Health and Care, said, "In the current financial climate, many nurseries are finding it hard to remain open, and so we're not alone in this regard. We have decided it's not possible to continue to run the nurseries at a loss, especially as we are a publicly funded organisation. We recognise that the nurseries have been a valued local provision for families." He added that the Trust will support families to find alternative nursery placements. Now, we come to our first feature. What has happened to all the city's old bank buildings? Lauren Cole of the Eastern Evening News takes a look. The feature is read by Alan Shirley.